So what did you ask for Christmas this year? Anyone ask for a truck? Seems to be the going thing around our house these days. Not a doggy. No, we've got one of those. We've got many of those, as you know, Ruth. So what did you ask for? What do you hope is going to be waiting under the tree for you when you wake up tomorrow morning? Were you on the nice list or on the naughty list? I got a kick out of when I opened up the Bergen Record today. On the back page of the Better Living section, there was a naughty list and a nice list of real people. We were shocked, Sarah and I were. I mean, we couldn't believe that such a thing existed, that there were actually names on the naughty list. It's like, boy, I wonder what... There was some grandmother that was on the naughty list. Like, I wonder what grandma did to get herself on the naughty list. So what did you ask for? What are you hoping to receive this Christmas? We heard from the prophets of old, they're longing for a gift, the gift of God's love, the gift of someone who would come and save them. The people were suffering. And we know that from our Advent readings, that the people were longing, they were waiting for this promised king, this Messiah, the one that was going to walk in David's footsteps, the one who was going to set things right, the one who was going to be the living embodiment of God's promises to the people, the promises that they had been told ever since they were little kids, promises that from their perspective were not being kept. And all they wanted, all they were asking for was some sign that God loved them, that God cared for them, that God was going to rescue them. I think the same thing can be said for many people living in our world today. There's a lot of danger in our world. There's a lot of terror in our world. I told a couple of members of the church staff that when I went to go see Star Wars when it came out, I intentionally chose a seat high up in the theater close to one of the walls so that I could see everything else that was going on. Because, well, things have happened in movie theaters. And isn't it awful, we said together, that that's the kind of thing that you have to plan for. People going to a Christmas parade, celebrating the joyous occasion of Christmas, only to be run over by someone who is seeking to harm and destroy. This is the world that we live in. And there are people all over the place that are crying out, wondering when something is going to change. Wondering when some sign is going to come, some symbol that God is there, that God loves them, that God cares for them, that God is going to keep God's promises to them. Well, on that night in Bethlehem, God kept God's promise to God's people by sending his Son, the second person of the Trinity, God incarnate in flesh, in the form of a baby. Babies are cute. Babies are cuddly. Babies are adorable. We can look at the face of a baby when it's not screaming and be reminded of that love that is deep down inside of us. Babies serve as a reminder to us that God loves us. The baby Jesus, especially, is a reminder to us that God loves us so much that God wants to walk in our shoes, that God wants to be in communion with us, in community with us, to walk among us, to live among God's people. That's who God is. And yet, there are people all over the world who are longing for some sign that God loves them. All they want under the tree is that love. And unfortunately for them, Christmas happened 2,000 years ago. So how in the world are they possibly going to come to the manger and see a live baby with a star overhead? What? There are no shepherds around. When was the last time you came across a shepherd here in Bergen County? Other than last Sunday up here. So how in the world are people going to know? Who is going to be the embodiment of Jesus Christ for them? Who will there be to remind them that God loves them? Who will give them this gift, the gift of salvation? Might be a trick question. Because Jesus walked with us, because God has walked among us, God knows our pain, God knows our fear, God created us and we are God's, we belong to God. And just as the child Jesus was a physical reminder to the people that God loved them, so those who have had an encounter with the risen Christ serve as that reminder. Serve as those who are the people who are incarnate, the people who are symbols of Emmanuel. It's you. It's me. It's us together. God uses us to be the sign of God's love. And so we light candles. We light the Christ candle as a reminder from John 1 that Pastor Tom read for us at the very beginning of our service, that Jesus is the light that shines in that darkness and that the darkness cannot possibly overcome it. And we take our light from the light of Christ and we carry it with us out into the deep dark night as living testimonies to the truth that God loves us, whether we're naughty or whether we're nice. That grace overflows from Jesus into every single person. People need to hear this message of love, this message of salvation, this message of God's gift to each and every one of us, the gift of eternal life. A world that can seem so cold and so dark needs to know this love of God.